In the arts, we often talk about visual arts and performing arts, but nowhere do we have a more complete and fun melding of the two than in puppetry. And the Cincinnati Area Puppetry Guild is getting ready for a day of puppetry. And joining me in the studio this evening is Terrence Burke from Wump Mucket Puppets. Welcome, Terrence.
Well, good evening.
First of all, tell us a little bit about the Cincinnati Area Puppetry Guild.
Well, the Guild was founded back in 1973. We were chartered by the Puppeteers of America, which is a national organization. And we were founded by Larry Smith, who is a well-known local puppeteer who pioneered in television in the 60s and 70s. The Guild has had various incarnations and levels of interest, but we're soldiering on. We're all volunteers in the Guild, so we try to keep it going, and basically for the love of puppetry.
And Cincinnati has a quite extensive history and contemporary puppetry scene.
This is a puppet city, indeed. Not only do we have the back history with such luminaries as Tony Sarg, who is the gentleman who helped design the giant balloons that you see in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, but we also have many contemporary and national touring puppet companies such as Madcap and Frisch Marionettes, as well as little guys like myself.
The Guild actually involves not only organizations, but individuals
Yes.
involved in puppeteering.
Both professionals, amateurs, and folks who just love puppets are welcome to join the Guild and hang out with puppets and talk about puppetry.
And you're getting ready to sponsor a day of puppetry.
Yes, this is an event that was founded by Puppeteers of America back in 1999. The National Day of Puppetry was basically a day for folks such as ourselves to celebrate their love of puppets and promote it to the community in general. I became involved back in 2001 when I joined the Cincinnati Puppetry Guild, and we've been trying to do different things over the years. And this event is quite a good one. We've got a lot of neat folks going to perform. We're going to have puppet crafts for children to make simple puppets to take home, and local puppeteers walking around showing their puppets.
The variety of puppets and styles of puppetry will vary.
True. In the performances, we have Bob Abdu. He is also known as Mr. Puppet. He's from Columbus, and he is a ventriloquist as well as a marionette performer. Linda Mason of Mason Marionettes will be performing her marionettes. And then myself and my own little puppet troupe, the Wump Mucket Puppets, will be there with our songs and silliness.
And we should bring Cyril in here. Cyril is one of your more famous puppets.
We're working on it, thank you.
And Cyril, you are a?
I am a sea serpent, and I like to come into the Ohio River every now and then and take a dip with the boats, particularly when there are fireworks going off over my head.
And Cyril, what part of the day of puppetry are you looking forward to the most?
Probably the snacks and meeting all the kids. I always enjoy visiting and saying hello to all my young friends.
Cyril is a hand puppet.
Yes, he is. He's a moving mouth puppet, if you will. And it's pretty simple. He's basically a, kind of a big tube with two pieces of foam for his mouth.
Hey, watch it, buddy.
And puppetry actually can take many different forms, and some of them are extremely complex, and some of them are, as you said, for like the kids are going to be making simple puppets. What kind of training does a puppeteer go through?
There's various levels. I believe the University of Connecticut has a program, and there might be some other universities that offer majors in puppetry. I'm self-taught. It's just really standing in front of a mirror for a long time.
He likes to look at himself.
Just trying, seeing things that work and what don't work. And you listen to your audience quite a bit when you're performing. Or you try to see them. I can only really see about the second row from my stage. But a lot of puppeteers, it's a lot of rehearsing and practicing and just working their craft out as they perform and rehearse and practice.
Now, in addition to the performing side of things, there's also the creation of the puppets.
Yeah, some puppeteers build their own, such as myself. With the help of my wife, Lara, we build them all in our home. And stitch by stitch and thread by thread, we do it all there. Other puppeteers prefer to have professionals build them for them. There's craftspeople that build them and don't perform, and then they sell them to the performers and that. So it's a labor of love, but it's well worth it.
In the current days of CGI, a lot of puppetry that used to be done for movies has been taken over by another craft. But people may not realize that puppetry played an integral part in a lot of movies, not just the Muppets.
The brand new James Franco movie actually uses the puppeteer Philip Huber, who is manipulating the marionette of the China doll character. And I think it's enhanced with CGI. But there in the film, he is on the set operating the marionette. And then he is, through digital magic, erased. So you're taking old world crafts and moving into the 21st century and beyond, but nothing will replace the human element in that you have someone's hand in the puppet or through strings operating above it, because it gives the character feeling and really gives it its soul.
Recently, Broadway in Cincinnati brought in a production of War Horse, which involves some very exceptional puppetry from a South African puppet company.
There are three puppeteers, I believe, operating that. And from what I haven't seen the show, but what I've read about it is that they meld with that puppet and that the puppeteers have to breathe in unison and all operate as one. So once again, it's that human element that is bringing this giant creature, this horse, to life there and making it believable. So you're using the audience's suspension of belief, and that even though they can see the puppeteer inside the horse puppet, they ignore that. Even with Avenue Q, you have the puppeteers right there on the stage with the puppet out in front, but eventually the brain in their eyes, they become invisible, and the audience's attention is focused on that character that the puppeteer pushes through and performs, and thus making magic.
In addition to Day of Puppetry, what are some of the other events and opportunities that the Cincinnati Area Puppetry Guild presents?
We do have semi-regular guild meetings. If they visit us on our Facebook page, that is often where a lot of us communicate. It's really informal and very friendly group. So if anyone is interested in that, they can find us on Facebook at Cincinnati Puppetry Guild. We have informal gatherings where we talk about it. Sometimes we've offered workshops for both the public as well as guild members. Sometimes we've gone down to Spring Grove Cemetery to visit Tony Sarg's gravesite there. It's a friendly group, and I welcome everyone to give us a check.
Well, that's the Cincinnati Area Puppetry Guild's Day of Puppetry, Saturday, April 20th from noon to 3 o'clock at Happen in Northside on Hamilton Avenue. I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Terrence Burke, for joining us. He is a member of the Cincinnati Area Puppetry Guild and is the director and creator of Wump Muppet Puppets. And I'd also like to thank Cyril. Thank you, Cyril.
Well, thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Terrence.
Thanks.
For more information on the Cincinnati Area Puppetry Guild's Day of Puppetry and on Wump Muppet Puppets, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.
Cyril, you want to tell him something?
Yes. Folks, Cincinnati knows that puppets rock.